Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Okay, I see y'all rocking y'all heads with me. Y'all feeling what I'm feeling. Okay, D-Mac.
We're gonna start out with the one and only Black from the Twin Cities. This is called What a Feeling. Couples music. Wet, wet Wednesday. DJ E Monster.
It all started when I was a little boy. While the other kids were playing with toys, I heard this beautiful sound.
Ooh-wee.
It came from out of my mama's living room. That's when I knew what I wanted to do. Let me express it to you. What a feeling, what a feeling. Oh, y'all, what a feeling I get when you come around me. Hey, hey, what a feeling, what a feeling. Oh, y'all, what a feeling.
It's my number one love.
When you come around me.
Hey, yo, I feel good. Cause I love her, she feel good. Cause she loves me too. I love being in the studio alone with her. I love writing, composing new songs with her. I put pride in all my work, all my play. And she always hear me when I got something to say. Never ask about money nor where I stay. And she'll always be down from state to state.
Oh, what a feeling, what a feeling. Oh, y'all, what a feeling I get when you come around me.
Yeah, the one and only Black. Yeah, on a wet, wet Wednesday. Yeah, music to get you in the groove. Couples music. You feel me? So, all right, check it out. Up next, I got some Aaron Stevenson. She did an interview with us right here on Monsters Radio. You can go check out the interview at monsterusradio.com. Just go to interviews, and you'll find it.
Are you ready?
Not all slow, but definitely sexy. Wet, wet Wednesday. I'm over here getting my little groove on. It's Aaron Stevenson. She did an interview with us right here on Monsters Radio. You can check out the archive interview 24/7, 365. Just go to monsterusradio.com interviews and you will find it. You dig? So, all right, I'm going to get into my discussion for tonight. Yes, I did drop out another one, and it looks like the discussion is getting a lot of comments right now. I don't know how many over there. I'm going to go over there and check. You can definitely comment at, you know what, I'm going to have to make a link for monsterusradio.com because I am not giving y'all my government name. Oh, hell no. You dig? So, all right, let's get back to some more of this sexy music. Looks like some of my codes are starting to roll in. You dig? I can see it. Their cars pulling up. So check it out. This right here is kind of a throwback. It's more of a step back, if you know what I mean. This is Charlie Wilson. There goes my baby. I got some of his new stuff, but I still like this one, though. Hit me up. Nigga, shout out to yo, baby. 424-243-9649. You gotta press one to talk. Monsters Radio Live. I'm DJ Monster. I'm waiting on Jazzy D. Looks like Miss Unbelievable's here. Ooh wee, it's about to happen.
I was rolling in my car when I pulled up at the mall. Couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet.
Handle it for me.
I was only there to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce. And then I saw Miss Lady.
Then I said to myself,
there goes my baby.
Oh,
there goes my,
my destiny only is one for me. There goes my baby. Pretty little thing, a couple of bags in her hand, right in front of Macy's.
That's where the pretty girls hang.
Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on a cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, take her to the cookout.
Yeah, her gon' hang.
Take her to my mama house.
Be talking to now.
If she need a hair done,
my cousin can.
I'll treat her like a queen. Give her everything.
She will be my girl till we old and gray.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her lovely, lovely.
Charlie Wilson, that's that old adult stepper type music. You know what I mean? You pull her in close and spin her around. Youngins, y'all got to learn how to do that. That's part of romance, dancing with your lady and making her feel good. You feel me? So, all right, let me go over here and check in with my people right quick. You dig? Let me go over here and check in with right off the top. Let me go over here and check in with Miss Jazzy B, My Music Club, Tennessee. What's good, my love? Hello.
Hey, 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 what's up? Y'all know what time it is. It's Wednesday.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Couples music. You know what I mean? The R&B, some old school, some new school, and some indie. So all right, Jazzy, you know, you're going to be ready for tonight with the question. And, you know what I mean? Hopefully a couple people call in. Who knows what can happen on live radio? We might get some super freaks or something. I don't know.
Who knows?
Right, right. Every since that lady called in talking about hanging from the chandelier, it just blew my mind. I have visuals every time I say it, like now. It is what it is.
Hey.
So let's go.
Sometimes you got to make it do what it do. Hey,
I guess.
If that works for her.
Right. Right, as long as it works for you, because I tell you, I would try it, but my luck, shit, fuck around and get caught in the ceiling fan, fuck around and get unconscious, hitting the dresser, hitting the headboard. I hear you over there laughing. It's unbelievable. Welcome to the show.
Hey. How's everybody doing this wet Wednesday?
Hey, it's unbelievable.
Hi, Jazzy. What y'all say? Hanging from the chandeliers. Y'all ain't no chandelier people. Ain't no blades up there. That's just crystal. Ain't no blades up there.
Right. Okay.
It may drop in some places, but I don't know. You know, if you gonna get cut or nothing. You know.
If it fall, you should have looked.
If it do fall, you gonna have to move out the way.
We can do the dresses. We can do the showers. We can do the walls. We can do the the chandelier. Mm-hmm. Just let me stay on the ground.
Right. That's too hot right now, you know, unless it's in the shower on the pole. But Jazzy, the shower in the pole got to be the one that's connected, you know, not the ones that's plastic, that from the dollar store or Family Dollar. You can't do those because they falling down.
Right.
You know, we talk about the good ones, you know, with the steel, you know, bolted in the wall kind of shower curtain. You know, shower ride and stuff.
It's gotta be that strong motherfucker.
You know that one that almost look like a chin up bar. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah. If that's in the studs of the wall, studs of the wall.
Two things in the middle of there. One. Ladies, if you're going to get you a man, make sure your man knows how to do some very, very masculine things like fix the house. Yeah, because some of these motherfuckers be out here bullshit, matchbox ass mechanic, fix a hole in the wall ass motherfucker. Like you said, put the shit on the thing. As soon as you put the shower curtain on it, bam, the whole thing fall down. No, that don't work.
It don't work.
Yeah.
But see, if I'm a handy dandy woman, I got that for you. You ain't got to worry about that. Because I'm going to make sure that it's strong enough for the both of us. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do. Hey, baby, you can't do it. I got you, boo. Don't worry about it. Hey.
You gotta have some extra grip, make sure it's screwed in real good. You might want to do a little helicopter or something.
Hey, just charge up the drill, boo. That's all you can do is charge up the drill. Maybe I can do the rest. That's it.
But then get ready. Well, I'll tell you
with
this.
Your drill.
Well, so we can get down. I was just gonna say that. Said if your woman is putting up drywall, you better know how to lay down the pipe. Oops.
Hey,
and
sand it right, grind it right, flatten it out right. You know all that.
Look, she ready for Wet Wednesday. So check it out.
It's Wet Wednesday, y'all.
Let's go ahead and get into, you know, the discussions for tonight. You dig? There's a couple people over here. I haven't pushed one. Definitely appreciate you here. You know, you don't have to comment. You can comment on my page or the links or whatever, or feel free. Press one at any time to jump in. But there's two of them. I want to do the second one first, actually, because I don't want this to turn into a comic cafe. I kind of want to have fun with it a little bit first, and this one will turn it into a comic cafe. This is the first one, which will now be the second, and I put it on my page. That's why I say it that way. I tell people in the morning this will be our first question. But it says, if you're not happy single, you won't be happy taken. Happiness comes from within, not from women or men. Can I get an amen?
I agree.
Yeah, that's the first one. But this is the one I want to talk about. This is the one I want to get into first. This one says, is dating easier or harder past 30? Didi.
It's easier. It's easier.
Okay.
It is easier. You want me to tell you why it's easier? Yes. Right. Because I can look at you and be like, hell nah, I know this shit ain't going to work. All the shit it sure ain't. Nope, I don't want that bullshit. Nope. Next. I'm not going to waste your time. You're not going to waste my time. Nope, this shit ain't going to work, my nigga. No, it's not.
Nope, it's just not going to work. Nope, not going to happen.
For real, because by the time you 30, you should be done experienced a little bit of shit in life, and you should know what be. If you don't know exactly what you want, you should be halfway motherfucking there, my nigga.
Yeah.
I think it's easier. It's easier because if I don't want you, I just keep it moving. I mean, plain as that. If you ain't eating meat, you have like expectations, criteria. You have things that you be like, oh, you done lived some. You be like, oh, I ain't playing that game. I ain't doing that. If he ain't ready, he ain't ready. And, you know, nowadays they want side pieces and side chicks and all that.
Right.
So you can point out who want to play the game and you can be like, yeah, I'm good. And then keep it moving. You got to know who and what you want and how you want it and get your shout outs and claim your bays and keep the commitment, you know, with y'all. You know, just understand what it is. And that's easy spottable. Because you know if you're a player.
Right.
If you're a player, you know what I'm saying? You can spot your player. If you a committed person, you're a committed person. So you really can, like, spot it all out because you recognize it. And I always say, game recognize game. The game is still the same. All the things that's changed is the players. So in the time, you got the internet and you got all that now, but it's still the same. And you got to know what you want, how you want it, when you want it, and how you going to get it. That's still the same.
Right. All right. Well, me, I'm going to have to be the rock in the river that causes rapids.
Of course.
I'm going to play the other side of the fence. You know what I mean? I'm going to play the other side of the fence. I think times it can be harder because of those reasons. Number one, you know bullshit when you see it. Sometimes you might put up a guard. Somebody might not even really be on bullshit, but you don't put up a guard. You know what I mean? So it's kind of harder once you get older to just really accept people like that or get that close to people like that. Because like Jay said, you by now you've probably been through some things where you thought that other person was the one. They was not the one. They played your ass the whole way through. And at the end of the day, you just was crushed. You tried it again and it happened again. You know what I mean? So when you get older, sometimes you get to where, you know, like you said, I really want to deal with the bullshit. It's really hard to get next to people. And, you know, sometimes when you're at this age, some people come with baggage. You know what I'm saying? We were singing it all last week. Bag lady, please excuse my singing. I'm a rapper. I don't sing. But y'all know what I'm saying. You did. Sometimes people had that.
Yeah.
When they move, they don't really let go of the other person. You know what I mean? They drag it in. Sometimes it can be harder because of their kids. Get it?
Yeah.
Whether their kids, sometimes they don't accept you. Maybe their kids just don't do right, whatever. I mean, how y'all feel about what I'm saying?
But you know what? I think what you're saying, though, that's hard in any age. You see what I'm saying? Those are roadblocks at any age.
Right.
So that's hard as an individual, you know, that you have to work out your things individually before you can move on. It's almost like the first question that you said, if you're not happy, you see what I'm saying? You're not going to be happy for nobody else. So all those things that you said are individual problems that at any age will hinder a relationship from being strong and moving forward. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So is it hard to just find that one that's committed to you? That takes time, of course. But that's at any age. I think at 35, we just more wiser with our choice and who we're choosing to make it easier for when it comes to really saying, okay, is this that one that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, or is this that one I'm just going to fuck with, or is this that one I'm just going to call when, you know, I need that thing, you know, so, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's just what it is. You put things in perspective, and it doesn't get hard because you know exactly what you want, what it look like, and how you want to get it. So the things that you said are just circumstances that says, okay, do I want to mess with? Nah, I don't want to mess with that. Nah, do I want to? Nah, because nowadays everybody has some kids of some sort. Baby mom, baby daddy, you know. And so it's just up to you. What are your expectations and which ones are you willing to live with and which ones that are just deal breakers?
Right. Yeah. I think you hit a great point in there. You know what I mean? Let's see. No, we'll go ahead. I'll go ahead with it. I was going to play a song first, but I'll go ahead with it. But I think you made a really, really great point in there about how when you get older, you know, when you're younger, you look for different things in life, period. Talking about things, people know what it is. Us older people, we know what it is. We can tell by your actions how old you are. We can tell when you're 24. We can tell when you're 27. We can tell when you're 32. Because you're active. You know what I mean? When you get older, you're not so much impressed with, okay, I mean, don't get me twisted. Everybody likes to look at something beautiful. But you're not so impressed with, oh, okay, he got all the big muscles, or, oh, okay, he got the flashy car, or he got all this. Because we realize over these years that that really don't mean shit when it comes to that person's character and morals and their spirituality. It has nothing to do with it. It is.
Amen.
It has nothing to do with it. They can be pretty as hell.
Not at all.
But, oh, they might.
And be foul.
Right.
That's where reading people comes in. My mama calls it discernment of the spirit. Being able to read people and, you know, see our before anything is revealed, you're able to see everything. Like, I see shit you don't even want me to see.
Be like, and then they be wondering why you back, and I'd be like, that's okay. Why are you saying no? I'm good. I'm good, dog. I'm good.
We
they
cool,
be like,
well,
I'm like, what? We cool. That's it. We cool. I don't want to go no further. We good. Like, I'm good. For real. And then you don't try not to hurt their feelings. You try to be, you know, have some coof to yourself, but then they, you know, bring out the. They break out the foul because you foul. You know, because you live in foul. Come on, let's keep it 100. No, I don't want to mess with you because you foul. You know, so you try to just do something where it ain't, you know, all the way to the left, but, you know, you try to keep it center, and they still try to bring you off.
Right.
But keeping it, you know, staying true to yourself and, you know, to that person that, you know, that honesty hurt, but it's the truth. Like, truth may hurt, but it's the truth. And it may be your truth, but it's the truth.
It's the truth. Right.
I'm trying to figure out who this is trying to call me during the show from Downey, California. You got to call 424-243 right now, 9649. You cannot call my phone and get through. I'm sorry, people. I'm over here let's see. Yeah.
Did you get that track I send you?
Yep.
I know you're gonna play a song
for
tonight. Yeah. Okay. Let's hear what Jazzy got for us.
This the new Lyrica Anderson.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. It is nice. I didn't know it was brand new, but okay, that's what's up.
It's new.
Okay. So, all right, y'all, here we go. You heard what she said. This is Lyrica Anderson. It's called Sweetwater, Monsters Radio on a wet, wet Wednesday with the
Ooh-wee
music. Smart Water. We'll be back.
Smart Water.
Oh, Smart Water. Yeah, my bad.
boobs.
I got you, dog. I got you.
We live, y'all.
We live, right for it.
With some of mine, I want a piece of your mind. Ain't trying to waste no more time. Hit me when you wanna slide. I just wanna bump and grind, grind. Hope you plan on swimming tonight, night. Cause I got the water, water, water. I got the water, water, water. I got the water, water, water. I got the water. Freaky tonight. Hope you plan on swimming tonight. Got water, water. Hey, I got that water, water. I got that water, water. Won't you come splash in it, baby? Won't you come splash in it, baby? I got that water, 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 water. I got that water, 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 water. Baby, come splash in it. Baby, come splash in it. Woo! Look. I got the water, baby, don't drown. I'm feeling freaky.
I'm feeling freaky.
Might need a float, might need a boat. All these waves got you sinking.
Got you sinking.
I got that water, water, water. And I've been drinking, you know what I'm thinking. Do a little trick that you do with your fingers.
Yeah.
Baby, boy, you know you got me feeling.
Baby.
I've been thinking about you when I'm dreaming.
Dreaming.
I don't do no running, I wear the tsunami. This shit is like Hurricane Trina. The H2O, I hope you don't drown. All the talking you did, better put it down. Ain't no life got around, around, around. And I want it now. Baby, I fuck with your vibe. I'm feeling freaky inside. And you know it's on my mind, mind. I want a piece of your mind. Ain't tryna waste no more time. Hit me when you wanna slide. I just wanna bump and grind, grind. Hope you plan on swimming tonight, night. Cause I got the water, water, water. 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 Baby, you know that it's time. Hit me when you wanna slide. I'm feeling freaky tonight. Hope you plan on swimming tonight. Got water, water. Hey, I got that water, water. I got the water, water. Won't you come splash in it, baby? Won't you come splash in it, baby? I got that water, 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 water. I got that water, 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 water. Baby, come splash in it. Baby, come splash in it. I got that water, water. He know that I get so wet here. Fuck around, need him some jet skis. Gonna need a life jacket to sex me. They say don't bring sand to the beach. But you gotta think for them bitches. They gotta think for them bitches. But like the plug, I'm giving you the work, boy. I'ma give it to you cause you work for it. We catching waves tonight. I hope you got your surfboard. This liquor got me too wavy. I might ride it like a Mercedes. You're in my stomach like a baby. Underwater feeling wavy. Baby, I fuck with your vibe. And you know it's on my mind, mind. I want a piece of your mind. Ain't tryna waste no more time. Hit me when you wanna slide. Up and grind, grind. Hope you plan on swimming tonight, night. Cause I got the water, water, water. 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 Baby, you know that it's time. Hit me when you wanna slide. I'm feeling freaky tonight. Hope you plan on swimming tonight. Got water, water. Hey, I got that water, water. I got that water, water. Won't you come splash in it, baby?
Okay.
Won't you come splash in it, baby? Oh. I got that water, 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 water. I got that water, 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 water. Baby, come splash in it. Baby, come splash in it.
Up and lift the little pumps with the red bottoms. I like you when Your boy Mike DeCole, Mr. R&B, and you're now listening to your man DJ E Monster on Monsters Radio.
Yeah, Jazzy had to raise you with that Mike DeCole. I don't know. You might have still got me though. I don't know.
Ooh, I think she got you. Big time. Yeah, Jazzy hit you with that fire right there. That's that water that make you just drink some water splash in the water.
I'm telling you, you cannot compete with me on this R&B slow music shit. I told you my phone to have somebody pregnant. I'm for real. I'm serious.
I'll be ready for you next week, though. I'll be ready for you next week. I got you.
I'm coming with some. Coming with some more fire.
That's probably why Miss Kim didn't call in. She probably didn't have one for this week. So we gonna see what you got, Miss Unbelievable, next week. See if you got a hitter.
I'm coming.
This week or next week.
Panty dropper goes to Jazzy. Hands down, mine was like coming off as the song was playing. I was like, okay, where's the wet? Where he at? Yeah. Lord, where he at? Woo! Yes, I was like, the water's dripping. Like, where did that catch it? They ain't there to catch it. Come on now.
Right. So, all right. So before I go on to the next part of the question, or the next question, which, you know, we'll get into that. Let me read some of these comments here. I got it here posted a couple different times. Let me see what we got. Let's see. Okay. Miss T, she called into the show like a while ago. She hasn't called in a while. She says, I'm going to love to hear the answer to these questions. Kari, she said it's harder, especially if you have kids. Okay, we just talked about that one. You know what I mean? Sometimes either, you know, the kid don't like you or, you know what I mean, just because he don't like you and don't like because you ain't their daddy. There's so many things that go into play. You know what I mean? Just too many things that go into play.
Just to chime in on the kids mm-hmm. part, I have two children. My daughter is 11 and my son is 9, and they don't meet everybody I meet.
Right.
If I feel if you good enough to meet my kids, that means you're going to be around for a good little minute, because I don't let everybody meet my children.
Right.
Because I can tell you off the rip. I can tell you off the rip. My son not finna like no nigga just because he feel like you taking his mama away. I been in his life forever, and he feel like somebody else going to get to take his place. He's not going to get the lay up under me no more, so that's his only problem he going to have.
Right.
I think my problem is, okay, I got grandkids, right, but they can go home. I don't know if I could deal with a person who got little kids. Like, I want to be able to be like, yo, baby, let's go. You know, oh, I have to go. Nah, see if they're grown, they got their own. But the little ones, ooh, I got to see what his mom needs me. Never mind. That's just me. Disclaimer, that's just me. I mean, if I fall in love with someone, you know, that's different. But, ooh, my preference, no babies under at least 13. Yeah. Cause like, but I get it, but that's just my preference. Disclaimer.
Right.
Because
right.
I got my granddaughters, you know what I'm saying? And they come over and they wear me out. So I couldn't imagine that all the time. Or let's just say we got serious and I'd be like, oh, I gotta be your mama now. Or your stepmama. And they got to deal with stepmamas. You know, and half the time, some of the mamas ain't right, you know. So that was kind of hard. That was hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I never thought about it that way. You know what I mean? About with the little ones. Y'all might want to take a trip. Y'all can't go. Blah, blah, blah. So, that's a good one right there. I didn't think of that one. That's a real good one. So, all right. Let me see. Here's some more comments that we got. Let's see. Angela, she said easier. Let's see, Greg, or sorry, I won't say nobody, what you call it. Let's see. T.C. Flacco. That's what we're going to say, T.C. Flacco. I believe it's a he. Easier. You already got 34 years of bullshit out the way, plus better chance being with a mature person. Okay, that right there, yeah, kind of tips into what Jazzy B was saying. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let's see. Angela, she says harder. Let me see. I say, give me a little more when people ask why, she didn't respond. So, all right. Okay, let's see. Layla, if you guys know who Layla Starr is, she's up in Canada. She's got a lot of good things. Shooting Star Management. She's a big family member around here. So, all right, she says, I think it's harder.
Hey, Layla, shout out to you.
She says, I think it's harder. Nobody wants to date anymore. Ooh.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why it's true.
Because people play so many games. Nobody got time for that. They just they don't play too many games. They too lazy. They don't want to put the effort in that it takes to date. Because you have people who will settle for a McDonald's instead of settle for, you know, a nice restaurant.
They will settle
for one rose instead of going to get off. They go to Cubs, get that $3.99 bouquet instead of going to FDA and get this $24.99 bouquet. You see what I'm saying? That will last a little longer because, you know, they can't tell the difference in the petals. You know what I'm saying? So they don't want to put in no effort in dating. So they will go to the ones who will accept the lesser of the two. You know, they'll accept a text instead of a call. You know, oh, you want to go somewhere? Where you want to go? I don't know. Well, then y'all just sit at home. I know. Know where you want to go. Know what you want to do. And they just accept it. So they don't have to put no effort in it. You ain't dating. And especially if you can hit it on the first date, you can get it, and that's it. Oh, man, it's over. It's over.
And I met your ass on Facebook. But you know what? I was really feeling what you were saying until you broke down the date part. You just don't fucked up my whole date scene. I hope ain't nobody I'm trying to date hear this because McDonald's is my spot. You're right, though. I do have to say that. You're right, though. People are getting lazy with the dating game. Some people might think it's too much to try to dress yourself up to look nice, you know, to clean up your car, figure out something unique that's going to be romantic that she ain't never going to forget. At least that's how I did it. It is. Most people just take people out.
That's right.
Go have dinner in the movie, blah, blah, blah. Nah, I'm going to take you somewhere you ain't never been before, and you'll never forget it. You'll never forget it. But they don't have to do that, though. Let's keep it 100. Whether it's male or female, you don't have to do it. All you got to do is put some little funky-ass pic. I'm not going to say funky, some sexy-ass pic on Facebook, and your shit will jump. Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Periscope, it don't matter. Just put it on there and watch your shit. Bing, bing, bing with the what's up with me and you later. What's up with this and that. And
yeah.
There's no courting. There's no courting.
No.
There is none. It's just, can I fuck you? Can I come through? You got some lick? I got some weed. Let's make it pop.
Right. Yeah. You got some energy? We smoking? Come on.
Right. Yeah. Then you
but you want me to put on that Target outfit?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What, you take me to Rainbow and give me an outfit? Okay, that's cool. All I need is $25 to go to Rainbow, and I got you. I'm going to look nice for you. Come on. Okay.
Okay. It looks like I could be saying her name wrong, but it looks like Maurice. She says, very interesting question. One of my OGs. Graham, he says harder. Okay, he says harder. I was, you know, went into a little bit more because I like picking his brain. This dude is very, very intelligent, and he's very, very wise. And believe me, there is a difference between intelligence and wise. But he's both. Big shout out to Graham. Damn, said his fucking real name. Anyways, PJ Agnes, he did an interview with us right here. He told us about doing some self, protection type stuff if you're in a situation. He says, harder, I'd imagine. I think my wife would be mad at me for it. all right, I'm going to leave that alone before his wife end up catching a case.
Side chick. See, side chick. Here we go. Side chick one-on-one. Here we go.
Here we go.
Side chick one-on-one.
My homie Mustafa, I believe I'm saying his name right. You know who you are. Old school homie. He says, much harder. We are all stuck in our ways, and to compromise is futile. He got a point, though. It can be harder. It can be harder. Some people just hard-headed, stuck in their ways. They like, it's going to be like this. It's going to be like that. And that's it. I'm not going to meet you halfway. I'm not going to yell down the block for somebody to come get you. It's going to be my way, or your ass is going to be shot.
Yeah, if you make it like that, hell yeah, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, on you.
On you,
because that's right. Going to be so, I mean, you could be complacent in areas, but all your areas, yeah, you're going to be by yourself. But then I guess, you know, sometimes it may be traditional, it may be religious reasons, it may be just dumb religion, I mean, reasons, but hey, everybody got their reasons
right.
For their foolishness.
I think I got another one that's going to come up that's going to get right to that one. But let's see. Christine, she says, I hate dating. That don't answer the question too much, but okay, so it must be harder.
But I'll tell you what she do.
So check it out. Nita, this is Nita, okay? She says, harder because a lot of folks are still stuck in their 20s when it comes to dating. After you hit the 30s and 40s, ain't no time for playing games. Let's do this. Let's love each other. Be committed. Oh, wait, I'm 43. Can't find anyone to do that now. Shrug shoulders, walks off, shaking my head. I want to date who actually wants to date. Let's define that another time. Laugh my ass off. Now I'm off stage left. Exit. That's what's up. She's a cool person. I know her ever since high school. She's another very intelligent, wise person, and she's very spiritual. I love watching her videos when she does her choir practice and stuff like that. She's right, though. Some people, let's put it like this. Some of y'all are of age but ain't grown up. Let that
be
in your head for a minute. Some of y'all of age, but you ain't grown up. I think that's kind of what she's getting at. It is.
Yeah.
What y'all feel about what she said?
Oh, yeah. I know a couple of those.
I know a couple.
That's that one who 43 and dated a 20-year-old. I'm just gonna leave it right there.
Oops.
and they got a kid that's 22. Oops.
And they live in their mama basement. Okay, did I say I was gonna leave it there? I said I was gonna leave it there.
her son is 34, and she talking about go get your friend. What? Come on. Okay, I said I was gonna leave it there. Let me stop.
That's
a what her mentality is.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let's see, Laura, she says it's out of control, harder, and it gets worse after 40. I think she's pretty much summing, I guess we summed up basically how she's feeling. Get it? Yeah, I think we
I don't know what's wrong. My 40's been popping. I don't know what's wrong with these folks. 40 is the best because No, it's wrong.
Right.
They said they waited. That's all 40. I'm saying.
Right. Okay, let me see.
I think most people run into, though, Monster? Is that they want you to read their mind still.
Right.
Like,
nobody wants to talk no more.
Yeah, nobody, you know what I'm saying? They want you, like, if I want to go out, I'm going to be like, yo, I'm coming to get you at this time. All you got to do is tell me yes or no. But I ain't going to sit there and be like, is he going to call me? Well, like, he reading my mind, like, call her. Call her. Like, you don't know. If I don't say nothing, how you going to know what I want?
Right.
That's the people don't want to say what they want. Closed mouth don't get fed, I'm trying to tell you.
Yo, don't.
And they want to whine, he ain't call me. Call him. What's wrong with your
words? Call him. You thinking about it, nigga? Call him.
Hey. And how you going to get in the argument? Well, why didn't you call me? Well, I've been doing all the calling. So?
Nigga, what the hell? So?
Right.
So?
Hey, you know what kills me, though? When you dating somebody who don't got a job and you got a job, maybe like, how come you ain't calling me? Because I'm at work.
What, man?
Like, for real, I'm at work.
Oh, wait. Or they call and be like, what you doing? What?
Right.
What you ain't doing? Then you be like, what you ain't doing?
This is what I hate. I hate for somebody to text me and be like, call me. The amount of time it took you to text, call me, you could have dialed my number.
Right. or they say call me, and you call them, and then they send you the voicemail. What kind of
right
in the Sam Hill? What you tell me to call you for, and you send me the I ain't calling you back. Stop playing. You playing games now.
Go on somewhere
with that foolishness.
Right, and believe me, people, once you get up in your 30s, you know what the hell that motherfucking button sound like. You can tell when they swipe your ass. You did. I'm just saying.
So you can tell when that, what? The first ring is going to, he done sent me the voicemail. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. No, that motherfucker didn't send me the voicemail. Okay.
So, check it out. This right here is what Graham has said when he had said earlier, he had said harder. Here's another one he put. It must be in, commenting to what he had said earlier. He said, now, remember, he said it was harder. He says, yes. I have to ask all the time, are you on pain or brain meds? You don't get the truth. That's one way to put it there, Gus. It is what it is. That's one way to put it, Gus. So, all right, let's see. She says, it's supposed to be easier. I am, however, finding it's just as hard, but for different reasons.
What's the different reason? What different reason?
Girl, we just named about 9, 10.
I know. But she said different reasons than what we named. I need to know.
I know.
What different reasons.
Right. Some people just ain't ready. They just ain't ready. They just don't ready to. It's work. They just don't want to put in the work because they just feel like it shouldn't be work.
Right.
Right.
It takes time.
It takes creativity. It takes imagination. It takes something that they don't have because they smoked it out or drank it out or, played the video game it out. I'm just saying. Yeah. They just don't have no creativity. We used to have to get out and figure some stuff out, like how what kiss and kill game we gonna play, how let's double dutch or right. let's play. We had to think of stuff. Let's play, throw the ball on the curb and see if that ball can bounce off. Type of stuff. Right. And you're paying points with that, because if you miss the curb, you out. You know, you make up stuff. They don't use their imagination or their brain to at all. For what?
My granny call it the microwave generation.
Quick self gratification.
I mean, I like quick self gratification when a quickie, but not like that.
Right. Not like that. Not like that.
Yeah, I threw that in there. Oh, yes, I did.
Let's see.
It's Wet Wednesday. I'll tell you that song. Telling you. That water. Mm-hmm. It's time to drink the water. Okay, keep going. Water.
All right. Whew. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and slap a track in here right quick just to break it up a little bit, and then we'll come back. We'll go ahead and finish our discussion. I guess we can either tip off on that or jump into our other one. We'll definitely, that one's probably going to take a minute. I'm just saying. Right. Let me see. But what was I finna play? Let's see. Sometimes I forget what I'm doing. Okay, I think I might got a request here. Let me see what I got for that song right here. Let me see.
What? Because we live, Danny. We live.
We live.
We live on Wet Wednesday.
I don't got that one, but what this one was?
Well, the music is sexy. Hey. Yes.
But my body is on the earth. Baby, I don't want to hurt nobody, but there is something that I must confess to you.
Even in your 40s, goddammit.
You want, and I know just what you need, girl. So baby, bring your body to me. Bring your body here. I'm not fooling around with you. Baby, my love is true. Because I've opened up my doors. You'll never
Wet Wednesday. That couple's
baby,
music.
Baby.
Some adult conversation.
I don't see. I don't see nothing wrong either.
I sure at all.
You know, I see something wrong, Jazzy B. I see something wrong. It ain't going on right now. That's what I see. It ain't going on right now. That's the problem.
That's the problem.
It ain't going on. That's a problem. It's been a minute. I'm just saying.
It's
been a minute. Damn it.
So check it out. So, all right, we're going to our second part of the question. Oof. Okay, now it's an easy one, but you always know how it can go around here. So, all right, this is what it says. Let's see, this one got some comments. I have to check all the shares. See, I got one here, but all right. But the question is, if you're not happy, single, but the statement is, if you're not happy single, you won't be happy taken. Happiness comes from within, not from other women or men. That's what this basically is.
I agree.
You agree?
Okay. Your happiness doesn't lie in the hands of no one else but your own. If you depend on people to make you happy, you're going to be disappointed every time because people are going to let you down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, why do you think people do that so much, though? Because it does seem to be like sometimes in today's age, it seems like some people think that, you know, you're bona fide if you have a mate or a girlfriend, a husband or whatever. And you know what I mean? You must be like not no good if you don't got one or something like that. You know what I mean?
You know why? Because that was drilled into their head, and that's how they live in their life. They live in their life like somebody else told them they should live their life instead of living their life for themselves.
Okay.
Well, for a long time, to me, you know, we wasn't okay. To me, I think it's generational. You know, there was a time where we were told to be seen and not heard. Now they can be heard. There was a time where, you know, your parents really didn't give you an option to say how you felt. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people didn't know how to express themselves, and so they had to go look for that in other people. You had some who was allowed to, you know, speak and, you know, love and hear and different things like that. But I think when it comes down to it, it's just understanding who you are and understanding your identity and not having an identity crisis, you know.
Right.
And a lot plays with tradition and a lot of plays with, you know, like I said before, religion. You know, you were taught you couldn't do this or you were taught that you can do that. So sometimes it takes you a little bit longer just to find who you are, to get past the layers of the tradition, the things that you learned, you know, growing up or did not learn. So I think, you know, when we were saying at 35, if you don't know what happiness is, you can't expect a man to give that to you because now that's too much that you're putting on this man. You know what I'm saying? That you're looking at him to find what you never found. You're not going to find it because one, it comes with you in a relationship, like I always say with God. If you don't know that higher being, you really are kind of lost. Because he has to show you what that looks like and what that feels like. Because he ain't going to let you down. Everybody else will, but, you know, when you call on him, you know, that's that faith and that's that trust and that's that belief that you got to have. But now, once you find all that, then you have to search within yourself. If not, you're just going to be a yes woman and please everybody, and then you're going to be lost, and then you're going to blame him. Well, I did this for you, and I did that for you. Well, what about you? You got to bring something to the plate. You got to bring something to the table. And if you bring in an empty canvas, then that you how you going to, it's going to stay empty.
Right.
Because you ain't painting no portrait because you don't know you. But if you know you, y'all can add colors together and then y'all can begin to mesh. And then he won't feel like, oh, my God, I got to make this woman happy. No, y'all got to make each other because you will feel it both ways. It won't be a one-way street. And then you won't have that. Well, I did. No, we did this together. If they know how to do it. If they found
them. We did this, right.
Yeah, if they found them. If they have to, you got to know your identity instead of having an identity crisis.
Right.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Disclaimer.
Right. All right, let's check it out. This is what it kind of goes into what you said, and I want to put this out here before, you know, I kind of tapped into it a little bit, but let's see. Rainey, she said that she agrees, and if you're not happy, stay away from people because you will make them unhappy. What she's saying might sound harsh to some people, but I understand exactly what she's saying. That's very true. If you don't feel good about yourself inside, if you can't just go to a park and just enjoy the park by yourself, looking at the leaves and looking at all the other people going around you and doing all those type of things, if you can't just sit there and do something silly and just laugh by your damn self, you're not going to have those moments when you're with somebody else. And you ain't going to do nothing but make them as sad as you are, as blah, 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 da, da, da. You know how y'all feel about it.
That goes right along with the saying, misery loves company.
Like, how many people you know can go out of town by themselves and just kick it, you know, instead of being like, I need my girls to go with me, or I need this to this, or I need this to this, you know what I'm saying?
By myself, but I don't like to.
But I'm saying, if you can't, you know, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm saying, can you still be okay, or you going to cry and be like, I'm so lonely. I don't know what to do.
I'm straight.
You know what I'm saying? It's just those times where you got to know that you can do things by yourself and be okay with yourself.
Okay,
because, definitely. I'll keep it 100. When I'm happy, like when I'm me, like the actual me, I'll put my government out there. I'm talking about Ernest. When I act like Ernest, the real free, me being myself, everybody loves to be around me. It don't matter because we're going to have some fun. We could be on the bus stop. Right. It don't matter. We're going to have fun doing whatever we're doing. We're going to have a ball. But let me be heartbroken, son. Let something be going on in my life where my mind is distracted and it's got a piece of my emotions. You may not like the person that comes around.
Being an Aries, I can tell you, you definitely ain't gonna like the person that come around.
Being a what?
Aries.
Oh Lord, there's three Aries on the phone. Jesus, help us save the wheel and take it with this stone head. Just go ahead, take the wheel, Jesus. Go ahead, just take the wheel, Jesus. I'ma tell you, just go ahead. Jazzy B, when your birthday?
April 5th.
Ooh. E Monster.
March 25th.
Yeah. Woo. April 14th. Lord Jesus, us Aries on the phone, having a blast. Stop it. It ain't no party till we get there. It ain't no party until we get there. I don't care what you say. We walk in and the party begins.
They calling you back like, where you at? Right. I'm not going to tell you how many times I done heard that. Like, bro, you didn't come through. It wasn't the same. Like, bro, I be having shit to do. But yeah,
I'm at work. No, I'm just kidding.
All my folks
back home, they be like, man, when you coming back, we need to go out and do something. I can't go out without you.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a whole nother story.
Because we take it to a whole nother level. That's it. There's no coming back when we get up in there. You better be ready. Hold on to the seats. Hold on to your wigs. Hold on to your lace fronts because we clowning.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. This one, if you ain't got one, you know.
Right. So, all right, let me go ahead and slap a track in here. And then what I'm going to do, I'm only going to play one track. And when we come back, I'm going to put out the vibration for next week. At least one of the questions. And maybe we can come up with another one. You know what I mean? And people can let it marinate and they can tune in next week and hopefully, you know what I mean, have enough courage to push the one. Hint, hint. It is what it is. But check it out, y'all. this right here is Rich Low. This right here is Rich Low. I really like this dude. He's got some hot music. It's definitely adult music. He's definitely keeping that R&B vibe alive. And he also did an interview with us right here, Monsters Radio Live. So, hey, you know where to go find them archives, monsterusradio.com. Look for interviews or just check it out on Blog Talk Radio. But there's this track called Get Enough, Rich Low. Uh-huh. Ladies, y'all gonna like this.
I don't need no help undressing, you know. You're lonely, get in my way. I've been waiting all day to see destiny now. To have you laying in my bed, oh girl. I'm gonna start real low, low then bring it high. Baby, scratch the side on me. You can have all that I got, but it's on you. You won't have much left to do, cause
I'm just here to
Monster, the macaroni maker. You dig? If you don't know what macaroni is, you are not. It is what it is. You dig? So, all right, Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Don't forget, we're here every Wednesday night. Sexy conversation, adult music, couples music. We might be switching it up. I'm not for sure. You got to let us know how you feel about it. MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com or let us know on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, Monster US Radio. We're thinking about now. Right now, it's just all R&B music. It's straight R&B. Nothing else. All R&B. But we've been getting some requests for some hip-hop sexy music. So should we mix it in or should we kick it straight R&B? You dig? Let us know. MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com.
What?
You dig?
What hip-hop sexy music? What's that?
What's hip-hop?
I need an example of this. What's hip-hop sexy music? Give me an artist.
Okay. I think they're talking about, here's one. I'll let a little bit of it play. Let me see. Here's one, because this did get requested. I like it, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I tried to play it one time when I was a lady, and she was like, turn that off. That is not sexy. You dig? I thought it was. But tell me what y'all think.
When you miss somebody, you miss somebody.
Oh, he's doing with some little boots.
Yeah,
little boots.
I mean, it's just. Oh, hold on, we gotta let this hook go right quick. Come on now.
I miss kissing on you.
Let me go ahead and stop.
I'm back.
DJ, cut. Because I'm going to let this damn thing ride.
But, I was really about to say, E, let it ride. Let it ride.
I know, right? I was like, because you could do some things with that. Yes,
let me get them loopy, baby.
Making it happen. Making it always. Okay. I'm coming back.
Right.
He's making it clapping. I'm just saying. He was. Okay. All
right. Now, hold on. I got two more. I want to actually do three. Okay. I got three more I want to slap at y'all. Just to give the people an idea of some of the requests that were requested for Wet, Wet Wednesday. Here's a little bit of this one right here. Hold on. Here, a little bit of this one right here. Flex Capone.
Oh, you know, I'm watching this Flex Capone.
Oh, yeah, I heard that one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jazzy.
In front of your man stripper music. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know? Is it me? Oh, okay, it must be me. That's that. Get the chair, baby. Sit down. I got some for you. Kick your feet up, baby. I got some for you. Just hold your legs like that, baby. Hold the side of the... Okay. Coming back.
All right. Let's check in with another one. I got two more to go. So, all right, let's check in with this one right here. Let me find it. I got it. Okay, here's a good copy of it right here. All right, check it out. This right here is Center. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. Girl, I just fantasize,
you know it. Hey!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sit up. Hey!
Okay, cut. Yes. There we go. So, yeah, sexercise.
Yeah, that's that chandelier music right there. That's that chandelier. That's that chandelier. Shower cutting. So, right. Because that's sex. We get some exercise. See what I'm saying? Yes. Keep them coming. If you keep them coming, they going to stay coming.
Right. The video for that's coming out real soon. I haven't seen the clip for it yet, but I heard it's really, really nice. Yeah, I can't wait to see that one. Yep, so that's Sinner, Sex Aside. So, all right, Sinner. One more to slap at y'all.
Sinner and his high heels. Are you going to do Sinner's high heels? Oh, that bang. Oh, okay, my bad. Hold on. Go ahead.
I definitely got to get that one in here. Definitely got to get that one. But, all right, let's see. I'm trying to find his song right quick. This song right here. I really like this song. When I heard it, it just took me back. You dig? It took me back. So check this one out right here. Sexy music, hip hop music, Funk Sway the Kid.
See, he's playing. I said.
Oh, DJ Solo, check this out, though.
Say, when you with that special wire, he'd be like, "Do you remember the first time?" Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one right there. That's me right there. Oh, remember the time when you first fucked? Hey, you remember the time when you first gave it up, girl? Oh, yeah, that's my shit right there. Yeah. You did it. So, all right. Let me quit. I'm over having snapbacks and shit, flashbacks, whatever you want to call them. Wet Wednesday, what we're going to talk about next week is this is one that I've seen that I think is really good. I think it could be controversial. And it's all about people having this, you know what I mean? Because that's what some of us never had as a kid, was a discussion, an adult sexual orientated discussion. You're going to learn something. If you ain't been listening to the past shows, I taught you fellas how to become 3-minute lovers instead of 2-minute lovers. You dig? How to do
the added a minute. Okay.
Yeah, you dig? You can add longer, you dig? But I gave you those exercises, you dig? The ladies talked about the fruits. What's the key to the fruits? If you don't know about the fruit player, you're missing out. So that's what it's all about, sexual, you dig, conversation, adult conversation.
If you don't know about the fruit, you get a boo.
Right. this is what it's going to be. Let me go ahead and read this so I don't say this wrong, because I'm known to try to recite some stuff and get it all wrong. Okay, hold on. That promo went out. Hold on, y'all. We're going to get it. And it's talking about some, I don't even want to get into it. Come on, E. We're going to find it. Bear with me, y'all. Don't judge me. Pray for me. I know this is killer, y'all. But it's basically what the question comes down to. It said, can a one night stand turn into a relationship?
Are we asking that question today or next one?
We can throw out a little bit. We got 3 minutes and we still got to have time to what you call. I mean, we can throw out maybe one or two tidbits a piece, and then we'll go ahead and do our shout outs and wrap up the show. But we could talk about just a little bit. Just throw out some little things. Just some little, you know what I mean? What crossed your mind when you first said it?
Chemistry, and if you want it to.
mm-hmm.
I've seen it happen.
I've seen it happen.
You think it happens?
I mean,
mm-hmm. What I
mean,
do
you have to build on. You got to build around it. I mean, you got to get past, is she doing it with me? Is she doing it with somebody else? You know, all those things.
Right.
But, I mean, it can.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It all depends because where the motives and intentions. Okay, yeah, what I heard was motives and intentions. What are your motives? What is the intention for this to be? Did he enjoy it? She enjoy
right.
it? Was it a life blowing moment or whatever? An epiphany mm-hmm. moment. Oh, we can, you know, hey.
Right.
No
well,
judgment.
I think it can, but I think also too it can cause problems at times. All depends on the maturity of the two people in the relationship.
Right. Because
some
I know at one time
say,
the word is going to say
up,
you was a hoe.
Yeah. No, not even that, they're gonna be like, well, you let me hit on the first night. You did.
Right.
Well, you hit on the first night. You dig? You gonna
exactly.
let me
like I said.
Hit your
yeah.
job? You know what I mean? So yeah.
And then, you know, and especially if you get more nasty with it and you start doing it in different places. And then you'd be like, oh, is that what you did with them? You know, it started playing mind games. So you got to be strong enough in the head to deal with that first night.
Right, right. Yep, yep.
And how
so,
it went down.
Yep.
If I met you in the club, we may have an issue. You may be a club hopper, you know, a dick hopper in the clubs.
Right.
If I met you, you know, at a library, that may be something different. You know, because you book,
right.
you know, you may not know nothing.
Right.
No.
Well, it's going to be a problem, too, if you like the cable guy and shit. You know what I mean? Because your ass is going on service all day.
Maybe you want
right.
free cable, you know, free cable.
Right, right, right.
So I meet you at the,
right,
you know,
so,
the store, you know, my perks, you know, and all the best
right, right. All right, well, we're going to hold that all the way back. We're going to go ahead and do our shout-outs and go ahead and get up out of here. So, hey, so that's our discussion for next week. Make sure you tune in next week. Get your ideas together. Write them down. Call in. Press 1. And let us know how you feel. Yeah. Or leave a comment in the post when you see it on my page or wherever in the hell I post it. Yeah. So, all right, we'll go ahead and start with you. It's unbelievable. What you got for us on shout-outs tonight?
All right. My first shout out goes to my baby. Second shout out goes to my grandkids, always Araya and Aubrey, children. Oh, and he monster always Monsters Radio and that Jazzy B, and my girls who ain't on here. And all those who need just some encouraging words. All my queens, love you. All my kings, love you.
Okay, there we go. What about you, Jazzy B, my music club, Tennessee, Elite Sway Management?
Yeah. I'm giving a shout out to everybody, man. If you fuck with me, I fuck with you. Real shit. Real, I'm dead ass. If you fuck with me, I fuck with you.
And that's it.
I'm not lying. It's real shit.
She drops the mic and walks away. Boom.
Right.
I love everybody, though. I love everybody. Shout out to everybody. I ain't excluding nobody tonight, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to God. Shout out to my babies. Shout out to this new music that's finna come from my new artist, Gutter.
Woo.
Hey, I'm looking for that. It's coming at y'all.
There it is. There it is. Definitely looking for that coming. Let's see. Y'all know how I do it around here. I can't send individual shout-outs because people be getting mad. How come you didn't shout me out? They want to come out of the crib, water balloon my house, and I got to send my dog out to bite you in the ass. And you know I'm going to hit you with the BB gun. Pow-pow. So big shout-out to everybody that liked, linked, commented, shared all the stuff with the links. Big shout out to Miss Unbelievable. Like I said, you started to come around here so much. I'm gonna have to file you on my taxes.
Mad love to you, Jazzy B, My Music Plug, Tennessee. You know how we do. And let's see, what else did I have on my way up out of here? Damn, I hate when I forget things. Oh, well. Here's some more new hot music for y'all. Check it out. This is some new Future. This is called Looking Exotic. Hopefully some of y'all are looking excited enough to make that macaroni sound tonight. It is what it is. I hope you get wet. Yeah. Enjoy the night, though.
We live. We live, y'all. Wet wind.
Like little pitch. Super astronomical. Peel you off a couple bands, girl, I hear you good. You're looking like the baddest bitch in my video. I wanna take you out to Paris and buy you better clothes. White phantom on a white road. Really marvelous. Get your girl up, you tell them that you all light stuck. I try my best to put my ego first. I need to shot it. Keep it real, you looking exotic. Now, 3 rings on my left, I feel like King James. They see the way we represent, they see the way we get it. You can't be never slipping, no, you gotta show you different. Yeah. I came through and took all these bitches with me. Nigga, I get always faded, I can't get tipsy. I'm eating some Starbucks, resting on a daily basis, I'm guilty. Let this champagne start pouring, drink it up till it's empty. Got this VIP section burning like a chimney. We gotta emphasize nobody, we don't bout the building. Let's go zip out Australia, we can go to Switzerland. We gotta show up in a translator for they don't speak English. Sometimes when you speak from your soul, it sound like you sing. Peel off a couple bands, girl, I hear you good. You're looking like the baddest bitch in my video. I wanna take you out to Paris and buy you better clothes. White phantom, or the white rose. Really marvelous. Pitch a girl up, you tell them that you all light stuck. I try my best to put my ego first. I need to start it. Keep it real, you looking inside it. Now, gotta put a whole lot of cushion to my lungs. I put a whole lot of work and I just begun. And when that green went on the turf, it's fair cause. Gotta put that steel under my shirt and Doug Laws. Fuck the cop, she gon' ride just like my dog. Chill, I put it on and let it fall. Gorilla let it drag on the floor. I forgot to get the money and lay low. We take shots, freeze. I can bring the store to me. I'm getting trap money, please. Bitch, I'm out they need. Ralph Simmons, Rick Owens, cost 200 G's. Cash out mad G's, busting down APs. Handmade 101, Ricardo Tischke. Crystal diamonds on my sleeves, L-O-V-E. Change the whips about a week, yes I do agree. Louis V on my carry-on, yes indeed. Have to pay for it tonight, they should charge a fee. Order the PJ at 1, we land tomorrow at 3. Steak and strips, caviar for 7 days. Let's flick it up for my dogs in the cage. Peel you off a couple bands, girl, I hear you good. You're looking like the baddest bitch in my video. I wanna take you out to Paris and buy you better clothes. White phantom, or the white rose. Really marvelous. Get your girl up, tell them that you all light stuck. I try my best to put my ego for my ego. I need to start it. Keep it real, you looking inside it now. I'ma keep it real with you, looking inside it now. Got a half meal on, battery key.